I think it's the best project I've ever been part of, because first of all, it's from UNICEF, and then it's such a good experience, you know, having new friends and learning new things. Of course, we have learned a lot of things, like how to design a project, which are the first steps, how to make a research, interviews and such things, which are really cool to know.
Alma is 16. She comes from Feriza Yuroshevats, and she is extremely positive about the workshop. Mentored by the UNICEF Innovations Lab, she teamed up with three of her friends to develop an awareness-raising project. Ureza tells us more about the experience of her team.
Actually, we've learned a lot. First thing that we've learned is that working on a project isn't easy at all, because you're trying to solve a problem. So you have to find the right solutions in the right ways, in the right time, with the right people. One thing more that I've learned from this is that working in groups, it's very important, because you share experiences. You understand how to use your abilities and how to mix yours with the other ones. So I've learned too that in groups there is no me. It's all we in everything. So this is a really important thing. And winning or losing, at the end, it doesn't matter, because just being here is a win for us. We have one more thing to add to our CVs, so that's great.
The second edition of this social impact workshop gathered, mid-March, 40 young people in Pristina, coming from rural areas around Feriza Yuroshevats, Štepce, Kačanik, Hani Elezit, General Jankovic. In Kosovo, around 36% of those between 15 and 24 years old are not only not working, but also not in school and not being trained. Among this age group, 55% are looking for a job. In this economic context, the social impact workshop helps prepare them for the workplace. They learned how to identify a problem, research its causes, and develop a project plan. And at the very end of the workshop, every team had to present their project to a judging panel. Ureza's team project is called Let's See. The four teenagers want to raise awareness on the importance of optical care for young people, and they built some special distorted vision glasses for the panel to try on.
You have tried as well.
Okay.
It's not the same equation.
Right. I'm not going to cheat, okay?
Very clever.
Blank. I don't know.
We've done some glasses to show the jury that it isn't easy at all to be a child with eye problem, because we've told them to see with those glasses that are too blurry, to see a math problem and to solve it, but they couldn't even see it. So that's a real example of what children are facing to today, because they have left behind their friends and they get bad grades and teachers can't understand them.
Thank you so much for your attention. Yeah, of course.
I have no questions. I'm very thorough. Thank you.
Comprehensive.
Thanks.
Thanks,
guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ureza's team presentation convinced the judging panel. They are indeed among the five winning groups of the social impact workshop. This means that they will receive up to 2,000 euros to implement their project under the supervision of the UNICEF Innovations Lab. Vallon coordinated the workshop.
The main benefit of the kids are because they are increasing their professional readiness. They prepare themselves to be part of the job market in Kosovo. They are building a network with other organizations, with institutions, stuff like that, so they have more opportunities to get a job, to be prepared for a job. Also, for the teams that are winners, they will have opportunity to coordinate a project for 3 months, and they learn a lot of stuff about implementing a project, organizing activities, meeting formally with institutions, coordinating the financial part, which is a lot of benefit for them doing for these months.